This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe opposition leader Nelson Chamisa held a press conference Friday following the release of the official results from Monday's presidential election. He took exception with the government's response to protests and the loss of life of six people.
You don't give bullets, tanks, guns to those who have voted for you. You give celebration and jubilation. But if you go around the country, you will find that there is no jubilation, there is no celebration. If anything, today is a day of mourning.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa called the contest a free, fair, and credible election, as promised, and unprecedented flowering of freedom and democracy. The opposition has rejected the results. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Singapore. Economic opportunities in the Indo-Pacific region and security are a major focus of his visit.
Our economic engagement has created hundreds of thousands of jobs on both sides of the Pacific. ASEAN is the number one destination for U.S. investment in Asia, and ASEAN member states have increased their investment in the United States by over 1,300% between 2004 and 2016.
He said the United States is also working with ASEAN member states to counter the threat of terrorism and violent extremism in the region. Pompeo started his Southeast Asia tour on Thursday in Malaysia. Officials said two suicide bombers attacked a Shiite mosque in eastern Afghanistan during Friday prayers. The attack killed at least 29 people and wounded another 81. A spokesman for the governor of Paktia province said the heavily armed attackers were disguised in the all-encompassing burqas worn by conservative Afghan women. They opened fire on a private security guard outside the mosque in the city of Gardez before setting off the explosives. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Friday, China announced a $60 billion list of U.S. goods, including coffee, honey, and industrial chemicals, for retaliation if Washington goes ahead with its latest tariff threat. VOA's Philip Alexio reports.
Washington imposed 25% duties on $34 billion of Chinese goods on July 6th in response to complaints Beijing steals or pressures companies to hand over technology. Beijing retaliated by imposing similar charges on the same amount of U.S. products. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman also called on Washington to come to its senses and settle the dispute. The escalating dispute, with no settlement in sight, has fueled fears it might chill global trade and economic growth. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The World Health Organization said the death and unsafe burial of a 65-year-old woman in Mangina in the Democratic Republic of Congo was the crucial event that set alarm bells ringing in the latest Ebola outbreak since late July. The WHO's emergency response chief Peter Salama said seven of the woman's immediate family later also died from Ebola-like symptoms. Salama added the outbreak poses new challenges.
We're responding to an outbreak of this high-threat pathogen with one of the highest mortality rates of any known diseases, but in the context of a war zone. So in terms of degree of difficulty scales, we're at the top of the degree of difficulty scale in terms of responding to this outbreak.
Potential cases are now being traced in 10 localities. Moscow claims that a suspected Russian agent is being mistreated in a U.S. jail. AP correspondent Rita Foley has that story.
Prosecutors say Maria Butina was a Russian spy who worked to infiltrate political organizations, including the NRA, before and after the election. She denies those charges. Now, Moscow says she's being kept in solitary confinement in a cold cell. Prison officials are interrupting her sleep, not feeding her properly, and not letting her breathe fresh air. They're asking the international human rights community to intervene. I'm Rita Foley.
The United States is getting some international help in fighting wildfires in California, Oregon, and Washington State from Australia and New Zealand. Fire Service Chief Shane Fitzsimmons says the New South Wales fire team has the skills needed for the difficult work.
Everything from logistics and safety officers right through to divisional commanders and sector commanders that can take charge of operations and coordinate troops in the field.
Fires in California have killed six people. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.